See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Just standing there, and I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then, and then once again.
It is Sunday, November 25th. My God, how time flies. All right, we have a different sound setup here. We're hoping it's going to be a better sound setup. Hopefully, you'll let me know. All right, we've got a few windows open here. We're not totally set up, but we're going to get going. The topic of today's show is beliefs your doctor has that are absolutely destroying your health. And we have to use the word beliefs because that's what they are. To be clear, let's look up the word belief, make sure we get this right. A belief is an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. So doctors accept certain things. And it's accepted on trust, faith, and confidence. Period. Okay? This has nothing to do with evidence, nothing to do with science, nothing to do with proof. These are simply beliefs. And these beliefs really put your health in jeopardy. So what we're going to do today is we're going to check out an article that demonstrates this. And this is from Medscape Family Medicine. And Medscape, as you will recall, is the authority voice of medical information for doctors. And the question is sarcopenia inevitable as we age? Now, first of all, let's take a look at what sarcopenia is. Now, when I work with people, this is a huge barrier I have, which is people's firm conviction that certain things are the way they are. So let's look up sarcopenia. So sarcopenia is a degenerative loss of skeletal muscle, mass, quality, and strength associated with aging. And it is a component of the frailty syndrome. So people are frail. Now, the definition of sarcopenia is that it is associated with aging. So just by using the word sarcopenia, it's already inevitable, just in the definition. It's just like wrapped into the definition itself. So what's going on here then is we're asking, is something inevitable? Well, inevitable. So we've already got circular reasoning at work here, which puts us pretty much behind the eight ball when we're talking about logic. In other words, it's just got thrown out the window. But let us not let that stop us here. Let us continue, because we have an expert here, and this is Dr. George Lundberg. It's an expert. Medscape relies heavily on experts, which is, you know, it's a good thing, because that means we're getting, you know, the standard party line, no deviation here. And so he says, hello, I recently published, that's him, Dr. George Lundberg, a column extolling the value of the bathroom scale. And most reader comments were favorable. And so a typical sedentary pizza-eating senior, as they lose muscle mass, they are gaining fat mass. Yet the scale and BMI show they are holding steady. And so he's saying his chief complaint was sarcopenia himself. And his doctor looked surprised, suggesting to me that he may not even often hear that complaint from a patient. But I was serious. I know I have sarcopenia. All it takes is an honest look in the mirror with my shirt off, despite my normal BMI and weight stability for many years. I don't like that. Now, the real joke, you have to see this guy to believe this. I'm going to give you guys a link, is he doesn't need to take his clothes off. you can just see by looking at his face that he has sarcopenia. His cheeks are sunken in. Even the muscles in his face are disappearing before his very eyes. Those of you who are on Facebook, I'm going to give you the link. There we go. Okay, so you can just click that link and you'll see a picture of our expert. And as you can see, he's got sarcopenia. No test needed, doesn't need to take his clothes off. We got that. Now, what's really shocking to me is that he would even go to his doctor. This is a doctor going to his doctor to complain about sarcopenia. Because he went to medical school, his doctor went to medical school, there's nothing that was taught in medical school that would relieve sarcopenia. So it's totally bizarre that he would even consult his doctor. So he says, there is substantial literature about sarcopenia. Some estimate 0.5% to 1% loss of muscle mass per year, beginning at age 30. Accelerating after either age 65, 75, or 80. I'm 85. So that's between 27% and 55% of muscle mass that I have already lost. Really? Ooh. And so he says, why is sarcopenia bad? Its consequences can include loss of essential movement function. Yep, got that. Disability. Yep. No muscles, can't move, can't do anything. Increased insulin resistance. Tiredness. Falls. Frailty, and resulting greater risk of death. Right. Now, this guy is over 80, so he's already lived longer than the average American. So for him to suggest that anything's going to shorten his life is utter nonsense, because he has already exceeded the life expectancy of the American male, or female for that matter, at the age of 85. And so he is worrying about sarcopenia because it's going to increase his chances of death. Well, his chances of death are 100%. So not quite sure what he's working for here. Maybe he thinks that doctors can create immortality. Well, so, I mean, that's news. And so what are you going to do? Prevention suggestions I have found include... These are prevention suggestions, and he's found them. As you can see by his picture, he has not successfully tried them, although he might have tried them. Eat 30 grams of protein in each meal. Well, now that begs the question, how many meals a day? If there's 3 meals a day, that's 90 grams of protein. And what kind of protein? He doesn't say. So here's another belief issue, is that all protein is the same. It absolutely is not. The protein in a steak, the protein in a leg, protein in the skin, the protein in different parts of the animal have different compositions, and so it's not at all the same. So the thought, this fake false belief, you can actually make a recommendation, eat so many grams of protein without specifying the animal and the cut of the protein. Again, bad belief. It makes patients pretty sick. Protein intake of 1 to 1.2 kilograms or grams per kilogram of body weight per day is probably optimal for older adults. And so he's suggesting older adults eat more protein. And now here's interesting. Creatine supplements. And then maintain, now creatine supplements, just by the way, this is a very dense protein supplement, and it's kind of a recipe for kidney failure. And so for older people, they've got delicate kidneys. So how do you balance the kidney situation with the muscle loss situation? And so by recommending creatine supplements, you kind of ignore that balance. Maintain appropriate blood levels of vitamin D. That's a harmless recommendation. Of course, appropriate levels will vary. And testosterone supplements. Okay. So, yeah, forgive my laugh. So, again, this testosterone supplement, implicit in that is another false belief. The false belief that the body cannot make enough testosterone itself. And then whey protein, apple peels, and green tomatoes. These are all, like, very different. Whey protein is super, super dense protein. And for many people, whey protein is damaging. It's harmful. It gives them acne. It gives them arthritis. But whey protein, ask the bodybuilders, does appear to build muscle. And growth hormone supplements. And an abundant caloric intake. Eat lots. But of course, we have conflicting research showing that restricting your calories lengthens your life. And then he says exercise. Every reference recommends that we stay active, exercise aerobically, and use resistance training. And so he averages 6,500 steps a day, well under 10,000. He tries to perform fitness training with equal mixes of cardio, balance, walking backward, hand-eye coordination, stretching, yoga, cobra pose, planks, lunges, crunches, and resistance training. I refer you to his picture. This is what he looks like, yes. During 3 one-hour sessions a week. But my sarcopenia seems to progress anyway. Although oddly and gratefully, my actual strength and stamina seem unchanged and are comfortably effective. All right, so he's telling you, he's recommending all these things. He's tried them, and they have not worked. Most references portray the sarcopenia of aging as inevitable, relentless, and inexorable. Some believe that the prevention measures above may ameliorate its progression somewhat. And so here this guy is. He's 85 years old. He's a doctor. He's following all of this research. He's doing all of it, every bit of it. To his credit, he's not completely bald at 85, which is really impressive. But this stuff has not worked, has not been effective for him. Yet he persists. And what he's really in search of here is the fountain of youth. And we all know where that leads. No one has found eternal life yet. Not to be too negative on it, but I don't think it's a reasonable thing to look for, the fountain of youth. In other words, eternal life is not a reasonable topic or a reasonable endeavor, I think, for anyone's research. Rather, what makes more sense is functionality. And so the basic belief your doctor has, which this doctor has as well, is that you can measure progress quantitatively. In other words, in numbers. So he's talking about steps per day, his fitness training, he's got a whole list of all these different modalities, 3 one-hour sessions a week. But his sarcopenia seems to progress anyway. Now, what he's not measuring, which is, I think, the better measure, is functionality. Can he still reach his toes and tie his shoes? Can he still make his bed? Can he cook his food? Can he drive a car? Those are the measures. And these are the beliefs that keep your doctor keeping you sick. As you can see, while this guy has made it to 85, definitely pat him on the back for that, His posture towards problem solving is very similar to what doctors are trained to do. And that is what keeps people sick and ineffective. So while he's measuring his steps at 6,500 a day, what he's not measuring is, well, can he go upstairs and how many flights of stairs can he go up? And can he still go down to the basement to retrieve something? So we've got this activity without functionality and without productivity. And that's what is lacking. And it's actually ironic that he would go to a doctor and say, I want my sarcopenia reversed. In other words, he's saying, I want results. So sarcopenia is very obvious. You can see it. And those of you who see the link I sent there, you can see he's losing muscle and everything else throughout his face. His sarcopenia is real. It's progressing. So doctors specialize in modifying factors that the patient cannot see. And so since the patient can't see it, there's no evidence it's improved, right? So in this particular case, what would be a better measure, obviously, is for this guy to take serial pictures of his face and see his face filling in and seeing the muscles actually recover. You know, even though he's got a mustache and a beard here to cover up the worst of it, you know, we can see his cheekbones just basically having evaporated. Now, if you also look at his face, you can see he's got the vertical lines between his eyebrows, so his liver is all clogged up. And if you look really closely, let's see if I can get my, yeah, there we go. You can see the horizontal lines on his forehead, indicating his colon is getting a tad bit clogged. Now, of course, he doesn't read faces by looking in the mirror. All he can see is he's losing muscle. This is another false belief that your doctor has, which is that what's going on in your body, or in one organ, in this case called the muscle, is not related to what's going on in another organ, in this case on his face, the intestines, or the liver, or the adrenal glands for that matter, so that each organ actually functions independently, that one organ is just fine while the other one is doing lousy. And this belief is a very deadly one. So in other words, if this guy was a more holistic thinker, he would say, aha, my intestines are not good, they're clogged up, let me unclog them. My liver is clogged, let me unclog it. And so he's not thinking of the body as one system, where maybe his muscles are dissolving because his liver is clogged. And the way for his only way for his body to get nutrition is to dissolve the muscles, make up the shortfall, to keep him alive. And so if they made a pill tomorrow, snap your fingers, and that pill blocked the muscle wasting, then it would likely cause him to die sooner. And this is the fallacy behind the cholesterol drugs, which seek to block your body's synthesis of cholesterol. And what really happens, of course, is no one's living any longer with those drugs. In fact, they're living shorter because they're getting diseases like diabetes, for example, and kidney failure from these cholesterol drugs that are blocking the body's cholesterol synthesis. But rather, what would make more sense is to say, what health outcome are we looking for? And health outcome is not the absence of disease. The health outcome is the ability to do more, the ability for the body to accomplish more and to actually feel better. If you measure those outcomes, then the use of cholesterol drugs would cease tomorrow. Another drug category is hypertension drugs. Some people can tell they have hypertension because they have a headache. Most people can't tell at all. So taking the drugs actually gives them a worse quality of life from the side effects, since they're not aware of the benefits they feel fine. All right, we are going to commercial.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, people are having difficulty finding Facebook. Apparently, I'm on the wrong channel. Well, what are you going to do? What are we going to do? Oh, we're back. Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And so we're talking about false beliefs your doctor has that are keeping you sick. Okay, so the big thing is that the different parts of your body are connected and don't work with each other. So we're talking about blood pressure drugs. Blood pressure drugs are an excellent example. For example, the drugs lower the blood pressure. But, well, why was the blood pressure high in the first place? I asked that question in medical school. And they said, well, because. Just because. Because. We don't know. That's why it's called essential hypertension, because it's the essence of the person, and we can't tell one essence from another essence. That's it. So I figured out all by myself that the reason blood pressure is high, it's because there's not enough oxygen getting to the kidneys and or the brain. That's it. That's it. That's all there is. So when you lower the blood pressure with drugs, what happens is even less blood gets to the brain, even less blood gets to the kidneys. You drive the person into kidney failure, and you drive them into Alzheimer's. This is why blood pressure medicines do not extend a person's life. And again, it is these beliefs that keep the doctors doing things to you, to people, that keeps people sick and actually shortens their life expectancy. This particular doctor, if he goes and eats these things, let's say whey protein, creatinine supplements, and growth hormone supplements, and an abundant caloric intake, it will likely shorten his life. And again, this is all hearsay that he's giving us, because he's very clear. Preventive suggestions I have found include, well, dude, where did you find them? And is there any research? No, these are just suggestions. And so we have a whole field of medical administrations, we'll call them drugs, that are not based on research at all. And it's the same line of reasoning this person is using to explain or to remedy his sarcopenia that is employed when you are treated by your doctor. And it's the same line of reasoning. It leads to the no results he's getting and the no results that you get when you consult your doctor. Now, what I've found is you really can restore muscle wasting. So when I went to India, and if you have heard the story, I lost 30 pounds, which of course I could not afford to lose. And with it, I lost a lot of muscle. It just went away. And I managed to actually regain the muscle. And I regained it not by eating creatinine supplements or whey protein or testosterone supplements or growth hormone supplements. None of those things. And even the protein intake. A lot of people, when they think of protein, they think of boneless, skinless something. Either boneless, skinless chicken breast, boneless, skinless fish, we call it fish fillets, boneless, skinless beef, we call it steaks or ground beef. And none of these. I did not use any of those to improve my muscle mass. Now, wait, I'll take it back. I did use steak about once every 2 weeks. I did do that. But instead, I ate the connective tissue. What people fail to look at, and what many doctors fail to look at, is what's really being wasted is the connective tissue. So if you look at meat, look at a cut of beef, let's say, you'll see that each muscle fiber is surrounded by connective tissue. And if you took away that connective tissue, you would lose about 2/3 of the bulk and mass of that muscle. And so what's really missing here is the connective tissue. Now, the connective tissue is also, by the way, made of protein, but the protein blend in the connective tissue is not the same as that in, say, a steak or boneless, skinless meat. So that's not going to solve the problem. If anything, it actually makes it worse. And that's another thing doctors do, is they generally recommend a diet that makes your underlying condition even worse. And so because the premise is false, the beliefs are false, then the assumptions and the application yields no results. So what we didn't mention here, which might have helped, let's just say it might have helped, would be a gelatin. It's not mentioned here. Not at all. Not at all. But gelatin might help. I say might help because when you get gelatin, the relevant animal part, called the skin or the connective tissue. Oh, we are going to commercial.
No, please don't go. I don't want to stay here on my own. Oh,
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life, with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Give such delight.
We all leave before.
Hi, Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we're talking today about your doctor's beliefs, false beliefs. I think they're false. Well, let's just call them beliefs because they are beliefs, and the belief is anything that has basically no scientific underpinnings. And the biggest belief is that anything and everything, call it a leaf, call it a piece of fruit, has one active ingredient. And this is a false belief. And so this particular doctor who's trying to remedy his sarcopenia has been unsuccessful, even though he's done some research and he's looked into it. But what has happened is he's applied this research and he has gotten no results for his efforts. And of course, the reason that he has gotten no results for his efforts are that he has employed the belief that each thing has one active ingredient. And that is absolutely false. That's just as valid as saying that you have one active ingredient and searching for that active ingredient, which is, you know, it's going to be tough a tough search and not very productive. And so if you take just one ingredient and leave all the rest behind, then what you're left with is something that is, one, ineffective, and two, not the not reflective of and not powerful, as powerful as the item that you started with. So this person tried whey protein, and in his, you know, whey protein, he has, well, just whey. He's got just the protein of the milk. And even if it was healthy, we cannot, of course, that can be disputed. Even if it was healthy, then you've only got one element. You're missing all of the others. You know, you're missing the cholesterol, you're missing the sugars, you're missing the liquid. So you're missing so many things that actually make up the initial ingredient. So we can go down a list here. Eat 30 grams of protein in each meal. Again, what's he left out? He left out the skin, which is the connective tissue. He left out the bones. And so this 30 grams of protein, of course, is not useful. We know it's not useful because he told us. He tried it. It didn't work. Protein intake, again, as if protein works in isolation without cholesterol, without sugars, without water. Creatine supplements. This is super, super specialized. Not just any old amino acid, by golly. Just certain, I mean, not even protein. This is amino acid that makes the protein, and it's just one amino acid. You know, there's quite a few amino acids. So again, you've got a situation going here where it's like taking a hammer and deciding you're not going to use the handle. You're only going to use the active ingredient, which is the metal head of the hammer. And this type of belief, this systemic approach, guarantees pretty poor results. If you just take the head of the hammer and try and drive a nail in with it, you're going to go at a pretty slow pace. And then maintain appropriate levels of vitamin D. Again, well, first of all, we don't even know what appropriate levels of vitamin D are. If you could give a number, but, well, nope, he hasn't done that. But the other issue with maintaining levels of vitamin D, let's say you're going to supplement to reach the vitamin D, is your body fails to make all the compounds, the intermediaries, on the way to vitamin D. By the way, vitamin D starts with the cholesterol molecule. And so if the body can't even make cholesterol, because maybe you're on a cholesterol-lowering diet, maybe you're taking a cholesterol-lowering drug, you're not going to make any vitamin D. Along the way to vitamin D, the body also makes DHEA, which is very helpful in terms of sleep and other body controls. It also makes coenzyme Q10. And so if you just give the person vitamin D and you don't address that whole systemic process to get more vitamin D, then you're not going to get any of the valuable intermediaries along the way. Testosterone supplements, again, same thing. What is testosterone made of? What does it start with? A cholesterol molecule. So it looks like maybe we just need to increase our cholesterol here. Yeah, I think so. So, again, testosterone supplements. What about the other hormones that are made from the cholesterol molecule? What about all the hormones in the adrenal glands? What about the estrogen? What about the progesterone? Again, this whole one active ingredient mentality creates problems and doesn't solve solutions. And then there's whey protein. We talked about that. Growth hormone supplements. Again, if you take a growth hormone supplement, what's the growth hormone going to do? It's going to go around the body and tell different parts of the body to grow. Grow with what? It takes a lot of raw materials to grow. It's like telling someone to build a house and you're not buying any sheetrock or board feet, or nails, or windows, or doors. You're just going to say, well, build a house. Get a bunch of work guys here, build a house. And you're giving them no raw materials. And so the whole thing is nonsense on the face of it, the growth hormone supplements. And then an abundant caloric intake. Abundant? Could it be there's something you're eating already that's causing the muscle wasting? Maybe you need to stop eating something. And so this is so vague, it's pretty useless. All right, exercise. Every reference recommends that we stay active. Again, that's because they're selling exercise equipment. So what I say is exercise is not anywhere near, it just is not the answer. Maybe activity is the answer. Difference between exercise and activity. Exercise, I believe, is the pointless strengthening of a particular part of the body. And a lot of times, beyond what that body part is capable of. For example, we hear about aerobic exercise. Exercise requires expenditure of calories, requires consumption of nutrition, of vitamins, all these things. So exercise is actually a very depleting thing to do. So the first thing to do would be to feed your body with what it needs so it can exercise. And so that's why people are finding that the exercise is not useful. It's not useful because you can't create something when you don't have the raw materials. You can't do a painting if you don't have maybe a paintbrush and canvas at least and some paints. And so that is what is missed. And that's the whole fabric or summary of the beliefs that your doctor has. Your doctor has a belief that a single active ingredient represents the whole substance. Can you imagine taking a grape and picking one active ingredient in that grape? Just one. Some people call it resveratrol, for example. Oh, the rest of the grape? Yeah, forget it. Forget it. Yeah. Let's just take one thing. Just one thing. And, of course, that's a fallacy. But that is the fundamental belief structure that underlies the medical industrial complex and that keeps people sick. And if they're not sick, makes them sick. And if they're sick, makes them sicker. So your doctor has that belief. The other thing your doctor believes is that your body can grow and heal without any nutrition. Go to the hospital, you can see it. They got bottles of sugar, water, and salt going into everyone's body. I mean, you got to kind of wonder about that. you know, you can't build anything or heal on just plain sugar, water, and salt. Okay, so that is basically what your doctor believes and why it leads to you being debilitated or becoming debilitated as a result of following his instruction. Now, this particular doctor was lucky. He followed all his instruction, and his only consequence was he just didn't get any better. Well, in medicine, we call that a positive outcome. That's good news. It is very, very, very good news. Okay. We are going to go to questions a little early today. Let me see if I can find Facebook. All right, there's Facebook. Got that. Okay. So we have some very interesting questions. So let's start with this one. All right. Is there anything wrong with making the skin crispy and eating it? The only thing wrong is dehydration. So if you're willing to drink water before, during, and after eating the skin, then you can do okay with it. Mm-hmm. What is your pig ear recipe? What kind of sauce? This particular one is a Chinese pig ear recipe, and you can find it anywhere online. Basically, it has ginger, a little bit of hot pepper, water, bay leaf, garlic, and soy sauce. Okay, what did you eat? Okay. Thaddeus, I bought Heisha Wu in powder form. Is that the correct form for getting my hair color back? Okay, I've never used Heisha Wu in powder form, but you can use it in powder form. I'd recommend starting with like a quarter teaspoon and working your way up to 2 teaspoons a day. You can spread it out in like 2 doses. Alrighty. Yes, Scott, you're on the right track. Scott says chicken feet, pig's feet, pig ears, and so on. Yes. Lisa says, I love your new mic. Thank you very much. I'm very happy I was able to get it going. Okay, so Jean's husband has chest pain, also has exertional asthma, wants to know if the two are related. Of course they are. And the pain moves like 2 or 3 inches in any direction. It just kind of moves around. So what he's got is he has a circulation problem. The simplest thing for him to do would be to eat more cayenne pepper and eat less of whatever processed foods he's eating. That would be a start. So Bree says, I tried Great Lakes collagen for my eczema and upsets my stomach. It makes me feel funny. Is there anything else? Sure. You can eat the pig ears. So Maritza wants to know, why do I feel out of breath in cold weather? Because the cold causes the muscles in your trachea and your lungs to constrict, and you don't get as much air in. All right. Let's move this down here. All right. Oh, great sound. Okay, great. How much Shilajit powder should a person take in Africa? We answered that. How do we read something here? I don't know. All right. Okay, let's... So Scott says, isn't testosterone production naturally decreasing and winding down? In other words, fighting a losing battle by just increasing precursor nutrients such as increasing cholesterol and so on, or other endogenous stimulating efforts with the expectation of very poor results? All right. So Scott, I'm going to redo your question. So what Scott's asking is it futile to try to extend one's level of functionality to old age? The question, of course, is how old. Sky is 85. Looking at his picture, again, I'm only 61, so I can't say, but I think he could have done a little better job, but I don't know. So I think what does make sense is to increase and maintain one functionality. What functionality do you want to maintain? There's another question. So if you want to maintain your ability to reproduce until you're 80 or 90 years old, that, I think, is not reasonable. The body's just not designed that way. The body is designed also to die, and that's important to get a grip on. So the thing to really decide is at what age do you think death is okay for you, and when you die, what physical condition do you want to be in, and what are you willing to do between now and then to maintain your level of functioning? So those are all questions that you have to ask yourself and that you have to answer for yourself. And for each person, they're very different answers. So I think, again, that's also what's missing from medicine is this perspective. There's talk of saving your life. And even in this doctor's article that he wrote, he's 85, for Christ's sake, and he's worried about something shortening his life. Really? That's utter nonsense. You know, what he should be focusing on, if anything, is enhancing the pleasure in his life, enhancing his ability to function and do things he enjoys. That's it. At age 85, I think that's it. Now, if he wants to regain some functions or abilities he's lost, I think it's perfectly valid. It's perfectly reasonable. But for him to say he wants to extend his life, there is certainly not any medical intervention that's going to do that. All right, we are going to commercial.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hi, it's Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. So we have questions. You can put your questions on Facebook or on Facebook Live or in the chat room. Where's the chat room? Healing with Dr. Daniels dot chatango dot com. Yeah. All right, we got a lot of action in the chat room, so let's see. How to cook pork belly. There are all kinds of things on YouTube on how to cook pork belly, and I've tried a lot of them. I would say I've almost given up. The results are quite variable, but you do need to parboil the pork belly for at least 30 minutes, that much I figured out. You do need to score it very nicely. I use an X-Acto knife for that. And then I can put it in the air fryer. That works nicely. Or what I really like to do is just cut the pork belly into chunks and throw it in a pressure cooker with some spices, water, vegetables, and make a stew. That is the easiest and tastiest way to make pork belly. Now, the other thing is before you do all that, is you put the pork belly in a Ziploc bag with a cup of salt and just let it sit for 2 days or so. In fact, I just store it that way, and that way it's always ready to go. And when I take it out, I rinse it off before I cook it in the stew. What does it mean that the white circles in my nails are gone? It's an interesting question. So when I was, I had the white circles in my nails. They left for quite a while. So the white circles in all of your nails being gone means you've been vegan for too long. And these white circles are restored by eating things like liver, and chicken with the fat and bone.
Okay.
How do you cook pork belly? Pork belly must be seasoned. It does not taste good plain. And basically, bay leaf, salt, garlic, that's your basic. And you can throw in a tablespoon of thyme, and that you can't miss. All right, what else? Going to commercial. And we'll be back.
I saw you there, just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I could see them. Then once again, you said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me across the sea.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today.